Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the government has appointed High Court Judge Paul Gilligan to have talks with thalidomide survivors, and it's expected that following engagement with those survivors, a report will be compiled and sent back to the government. And the move has been welcomed by the Irish Thalidomide Association. They've been in a long battle for acknowledgement and compensation. Jackie Brown is a disability activist and thalidomide survivor and is on the line. Hello, Jackie.
Good morning, Claire.
63 years.
Yeah, a very long time. The campaign that was obviously initially started by our parents, sadly many of whom, in fact most of whom, have passed on. But they have left us a legacy, a very important legacy, which we continue to battle.
Mm-hmm. But when I say that there will be engagement with the survivors, then a report will be compiled and sent back to the government, people might be forgiven for thinking, well, no, nothing might happen as a result of this. But you and your colleagues in the Thalidomide Association seem very confident that finally something will be done.
We are confident, and we think I think sending a report back to government, that's not quite what we've understood. And we were left very clear following our excellent meeting with the three government leaders in July, with a clear understanding that government would take ownership and indeed lead towards a resolution of our long-running campaign. So much so that this is a good sign. They took the initiative to appoint retired Justice Paul Gilligan, which we welcome very much. And our understanding is engagement. But the reports or anything that might be sent back to government will be done in full consultation and engagement with us. We're not going to be just talked to once. We are going to be part of this process. We're very confident about that.
But it really needs to happen quickly now, Jackie, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that was another commitment given to us by the three government leaders in July, and we left that meeting fully confident that this will be a short, sharp, focused process, and it will be done in the shortest time possibly, ideally by the end of October.
Now, when I said 63 years to you there, that's how long people have been fighting. And you mentioned the parents who started this fight, and your own parents started that fight. And you have that, you know, image that you have spoken about before of your father handing over the file to you when you were 21.
Correct, correct. And then, like, that's an image that is imprinted in my brain, and the respect that I was always shown by both my parents, but indeed my father, that particular afternoon when he sat me down and handed me over, which I still have to this day, a fabulous steel box, you know, superbly organised and everything else. So it's a massive legacy, not just for me personally, but it's reflective of the legacy for thalidomide survivors today. Mm-hmm. And we mustn't forget there are a number of people who unfortunately are still remain, to use the horrible phrase, unacknowledged. Basically, these are people that we know are also thalidomide survivors. There's only about 12 of them, but they have yet to be formally recognised by the state.
And when your father was handing over that file to you, Jackie, did he explicitly say, I'm handing over the fight to you now?
Well, he might have used exactly those words, but he made it abundantly clear that he was handing over this campaign to me, if you like, and saying, look, there you are. He gave me full information, full disclosure of everything. Obviously, I would have known from a very young age I was a thalidomide survivor anyway. And my parents and family, they would have been very open in that regard, and had to be anyway, because I had so much surgeries and stuff as a child and right throughout my lifetime.
I know you had 35, was it, big operations?
Correct, yeah. The nature of my damage, and indeed like many other survivors, is primarily and mostly what I would call orthopaedic or musculoskeletal. I have a number of hidden impairments as well. So unfortunately, throughout my lifetime, as my body changed, as I was growing, as deterioration has set in long ago, we're deteriorating at a much more rapid rate than our chronological age. You know, it's estimated in the literature that we're presenting with the bodies of adults 20 years older than our actual years.
Mm-hmm. And how are you now?
Today is not a bad day, I'll put it that way. And maybe I'm feeling energised and still hopeful in this process that is just about to begin again, and hopefully this for the last and final time towards a full resolution, Claire.
Yeah, because, you know, some of those days, and I'm sure there were tough days, you weren't feeling your best and you were going through all of the surgeries and the treatments and so on. And in the middle of it all, you had to stand outside the Dáil with placards trying to speak to TDs and ministers.
And that's very stressful. And those are days that I won't forget either. When you're in pain, you're standing outside the Dáil. Obviously, there's no seating there. And you're trying to prop yourself up against the railings in bitterly cold weather, which, you know, is very difficult. And the amount of stress that this situation and this campaign has created for all of us. Like, we're meant to be now looking forward to, you know, retirement, looking forward to doing all the things and the dreams that we've wanted to do. But we can't until we get this resolution over the line.
So what is it that you need to see from this process? It's an apology, isn't it? It's compensation and state
correct.
Supports.
Exactly. And we were very clear. And we've already, through the previous processes, while they didn't bring a resolution, we've done an awful lot of the groundwork. The state apology, we do believe that will be forthcoming without a shadow of a doubt. We've also done a lot of work on developing the more than the bones, indeed a lot of the flesh of what we are calling for in a statutory healthcare and independent living package of supports for the remainder of our lives, which indeed we were promised back in 1975. So we were meant to have had it anyway all those years, but we were forgotten about because most of us coped quite well in our 20s and early 30s until deterioration started coming back in. Then obviously we have to have the unacknowledged or those members who are not yet acknowledged brought into the fold, and they're part of the thalidomide survivors. And then lastly and most importantly, a fair, just compensation for everyone.
Well, listen, I'd say there isn't a person listening who would deny it to you, Jackie, and I hope that it gets sorted out this time after all of those years. It's lovely to talk to you. Jackie Brown, disability activist and thalidomide survivor. Back after this break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.